Cambridge councillors gave the final go-ahead to three new housing projects that have been in various stages of approval for close to a year Tuesday. The approvals will result in the creation of over 350 new housing options in the community, most of which will be what's considered affordable depending on government funding. The main project is at the former Ridge Hill Ford dealership at 201 and 217 Hespler Road, where a developer plans to construct two mixed-use high-rises with 321 rental units, steps from a future ION station within the major transit corridor. The units will range from 1 to 3 bedrooms in size, all of which will be affordable, according to the developer. The two towers will be built to 13 and 17 stories over a shared podium with ground floor commercial uses and structured parking. There will be a total of 407 parking spaces within the structure and 20 surface parking spaces, along with 100 indoor bicycle stalls and 23 outdoor stalls. The plan is to have electric vehicle charging stations on site as well. Residents will have access to a shared landscaped rooftop amenity area with play structure as well as enclosed social room. Each unit is also proposed to have a private balcony. The intent is to have them affordably priced as well, confirmed Julianne van Westerholt, of MHBC Planning Consultants. The rates that were given to me about a year ago, when we commenced this project, were within the regional range of affordability. Cown. Scott Hamilton wondered how residents of the towers would make left turns onto Hespler Road toward Galt, especially when the LRT tracks are installed. In response, van Westerholt said residents won't be able to turn left on Hespler Road once the region of Waterloo makes that part of the street controlled access. It will require residents to make right turns going in and out of the property and make U-turns at the nearest intersection to reverse direction. I think this is the type of density and affordable housing where we need it, which is right on Hespler Road in line with major transit stations, Hamilton said. I think it's an exciting change in that area, replacing a car lot with 321 affordable homes. That's definitely something the city can use and it's walkable. You can get to grocery stores, the mall, and if you're very ambitious you can even walk to Galt. The two other projects approved by Council Tuesday included the plan to build 28 stacked townhouse units with 33 parking spaces in the vacant lot at 1418 Duke Street in Preston. Those homes will be 3 1/2-story, attainable, housing units fronting Bishop Street on the corner lot. Council's approval of a development proposal at 359 Lawrence Street will see the construction of 6 street-fronting townhouses. The city says the projects will help it achieve the provincial directive to provide 19,000 new homes by 2031 on the way to accommodating population growth, which is expected to add 68,000 people and jobs over the next 30 years.